Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which one of you wizards can rip the fattest cloud? Yeah. Hang on a second, bro. Takes a hit from his vape, shoots himself in the head.
All right, Saucy Kamara on Twitter. You've done it. You win.
You broke me.
I've taken up smoking.
What?
So, smoke is a big part of Doro Hedoro, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Hey, we did it.
Which
hey.
the listeners would know from looking at the title and or place card.
Our titles are dumb sometimes.
That
Maybe
is true.
They
that is true.
The titles are dumb on theloreboys.com, but the picture title is always correct. I never put anything stupid in the picture, except big alien titties.
You gotta get that
which,
SEO.
If you're listening to this now, you can go and see.
Yeah, exactly. Though, to be fair, they're not always super reflective of what the actual episode is about.
That is true.
Like, you could look at Sigmar Umbarogen jerking off to skeletons in his room, or, like, getting caught with a Playboy of skeletons in his room, and be like, I don't know who that blonde guy is. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Yeah. If you didn't have the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be just putting the game names in there for SEO, but that's a after-the-show conversation.
I tag everything.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anyway, that is an after-the-show conversation. Hello, everybody.
Hi, especially you, Saucy Chimera.
Especially you, Saucy Chimera. This
was one of the first requests we got.
I don't know if it's the first request we've got. We've gotten plenty. This is the first request from an internet fan that I think we followed through on.
No, well, I did do more Battletech.
More Battletech, sure.
Mechapaladin has a big old boner for Battletech.
We'll give you the W with the asterisk on it. Doro Hedoro is a manga. It's something that we were very intimidated by for a long time. Something that none of us really have experience with.
Nope.
I had a ton of fun researching this. It's a super cool world. I'm excited to get into it. I'm Ethan Palmer. This is the Lore Boys. We talk about video games and anime and manga now.
Yeah.
Now with 100% more anime manga.
There was a time where I wanted to have two of my buddies come on about JoJo because it's really popular. Mm-hmm. But now pop culture is oversaturated and I fucking hate JoJo.
And what's your name?
Never do that. I'm Peter O'Donoghue and I'm tired of JoJo at the moment.
We're great at intros. Now, one more.
James the Heck Miller.
On the couch this episode.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, the casting couch.
The casting couch.
Yeah.
He's trying out for a spot of the Lore Boys. He's been trying out for 102 episodes now.
Yeah. No, 103. Well,
103
you guys
episodes now.
Gave me my big fake titties last episode, so here I am.
Oh, yeah, there
you go. You're testing them out. Finally. It's just like, it's kind of weird how it's just like, okay, yeah, like, you're pretty good for the podcast, but, like, what if you took your pants off? And then he's just like, oh, I don't really understand why, but okay.
Yeah. I've never done anything like this before.
It's an audio medium. Why do you need this?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
The casting couch is just a universally accepted, like, contrivance.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Porn always takes place in an alternate universe where you can just, like, sit down at a Starbucks and just be like, hey, you want to come back to our studio and take some pictures? And then they have sex.
The reason we need you to take your pants off is the same reason we need all the people with signs standing outside the Great Bay windows that say, like, I love the Lore Boys. You see that fan over there?
Yeah. It's very much music.
It's an audio medium, but, like, our enjoyment of that comes through in the audio.
Oh, they can hear your smile.
Yeah, they can hear my smile when you take off your pants.
Okay,
is what I'm getting at.
Got it.
And they'll be able to see you without pants.
Doro Hedoro.
Yeah.
I called it Doro Hedoro for a long time. That was wrong of me.
The doy,
am I right? is a manga series out of Japan, originally released in 2002.
Oh, it's new.
2002.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
like
18 years old.
Well,
dude.
Like when I think about anime, I think about old shit a lot, like Evangelion and Berserk, Gundam.
It's old enough to fuck it.
Good.
Yeah, you could have sex with Doro Hedoro, the manga.
Okay. I'm into that.
I might say Daryl head to Doro a couple times because I've been very used to it. I had no problem when I was writing today, but I just realized I haven't been saying it out loud a lot.
I was going to say, well, you weren't writing out loud.
Yeah. There's one other name.
By the way, that sounds like a school program.
Yeah.
Write out loud.
Write out loud. Yeah,
that's exactly. It. It's like on VHS. Yeah. The
It came out in 2002, usually 1 to 2 volumes a year, so it's been running since. It's still running.
Oh, okay. It's ongoing.
Nice. It's a manga series, but there is an anime coming out in January 2020. So January 12th, next year, the anime releases in Japan. I did not look up any kind of release schedules for English dubs.
Nice.
Usually animes are handled by third-party companies, dubs.
I can't wait to get the 4Kids cut.
We're a future of
Doro Hedoro.
Yeah. Teen Bop Doro Hedoro.
Guys, we should just learn Japanese and start translating animes and then letting them out first.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that before. Yeah.
I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, no.
The fan dubs of things are usually pretty fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's it. But see, that's the thing. We're not fans.
Oh, that's true. It's even better.
Yeah, we're grunts doing this for soulless money reasons.
We're looking at this from an objective standpoint.
Yeah, exactly.
I got no love for the work, but it needs to be done. I'm a big wrench covered in oil.
But you're like sitting next to an anime body pillow.
Yeah. Also soaked in oil. Yeah. Oily handprints all over.
This is my wrench foo. like I said at the top of the show, none of us really have a ton of experience with manga or anime. I've said it before on the show. I've read hentai mangas, but that's about the extent of my manga. I know Studio Ghibli, and I watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, or One Punch Man. I'm watching, but like
we watched My Hero Academia together after a show one time.
We've watched a couple scenes from My Hero Academia. I don't know. I've never seen a full episode, but we watched a couple scenes.
I've only seen it through the context of you guys, and I was able to identify someone's All Might toy at work. And then I was like, how do I even know what that is? And you guys came up. So
Yeah.
United States of Smash, my dudes.
Yeah, exactly. And your experience with anime or manga?
Never read a manga. I have thumbed through the volume 1 of Pokemon Adventures that is on my buddy's coffee table that he found when he moved.
Okay.
I've never read it. I've watched a few full animes that are done. So I watched like Berserk, which of course basically never got finished. I've watched Evangelion as of its release on Canadian Netflix. One Punch Man's
a month and a half ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like One Punch Man's great.
As an artist, it must be quite engaging because you get the story, but you can also admire what goes into the art more so than the average Joe. Yeah.
I don't watch anime porn, but I watch it as animation porn because I've seen fights from My Hero, never seen an episode.
Yeah,
I have no context for anything.
That's it. That was the when we watched My Hero Academia, we were talking about One Punch Man, and we watched
that guy gets
Sasuke versus
he gets shot through a mountain Saitama. And then the clouds also part after the mountains part, which is a really cool detail.
And then I've seen I think 3 full episodes of JoJo from 3 different seasons, and then I watched a buddy of mine play the game, but like I said, like friends and then people I follow on Twitter have become so obsessed with JoJo that I'm just like, I don't think I can talk about this.
It's very hot right now.
Anything that I've watched has been like over 10 years ago, like Dragon Ball Z, Digimon, Pokemon, like all those that probably aren't true animes for like the hardcore fans.
Those are animes. But, Dragon Ball Z is absolutely an anime.
Okay.
One of the more popular ones in North America. I have no idea how well it did in Japan. Yeah. Also Pokemon. Definitely an anime. Hamtaro.
I played a Game Boy game for Hamtaro. Maybe I'll do that one episode. It was really
fun. I've seen the first season of Digimon.
Someone is going to tweet at me and tell me that Hamtaro is not an anime, and it's very possible, but in my mind, Loreboy's canon, Hamtaro is anime.
Castlevania, seasons 1 and 2.
That's not, that's the produced, so it's anime Western is specifically anime. Produced by Japanese companies, and Castlevania is not.
No, I know that, it's a Western.
It's Netflix produces it, yeah. So Castlevania is not an anime, it's a cartoon. Similar to Avatar The Last Airbender, is not an anime, it's anime style. I've watched both Avatar The Last Airbender and Legend Avatar The Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Fantastic, but not quote-unquote anime.
Oh, all right.
It's off-brand.
So, what is Doro Hey Doro, besides a strange picture book from Japan?
Yeah, tell us, Ethan.
The wonders of the Orient. Ethan has returned, laid low with spice and mysterious books.
These are dangerous waters we're treading right now, Peter. Doro Hey Doro, like I said, is a manga. It's never been popular in the West, besides like very, very recently, it's kind of taken off a bit more. Even in Japan, it wasn't hugely popular for a long time, but it's much more popular recently.
I had never heard of it.
Hence the anime being announced and everything. Yeah, and that's kind of one of those things. Like, you'll hear about animes. I feel like us in our nerd circles will hear about animes coming out, but like, I never hear about the new manga that I have to read. You know what I mean?
One guy who reads manga.
Like, I know people that's who read manga, but it's like they don't. It's not talked about in the same way anime is, I suppose. Yeah. In my specific circles, obviously.
I see it a lot, but same. I work on a moderation team that also kind of doesn't have to work so hard and fast. So they have like one screen that they're just taking in media a lot of the time, and a lot of people read manga there. But,
I did start reading Naruto, the manga when I was
62 years ago, and you're still not done.
That's it. When I was working the horse shows, whatever, and like it was 5 days, and I probably spent 8 to 10 hours a day just reading it, and like I barely made a dent in it. And then I was just like, well, I don't have the time to commit to reading the rest of this. But like, I have friends who they release a new chapter, I think every week. Or they did for a long time, and my friends would wake up at 5 a.m, which is whatever time in Japan when it would release.
Oh.
And like every Tuesday at 5 a.m, they get up early to read it as soon as it drops.
That's wild.
Yeah.
For something that was like new, like a new game, I could see doing that because it's like once in a year or something.
Games
like
are cool.
That.
Manga's fucking stupid.
Every week was crazy.
It's not so much what it is. It's just that every week waking up like 3 hours before you're supposed to be up for something that will still be there is wild to me. But people love it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know one guy who's reading something called Chainsaw Man right now.
Hold on, I gotta take off my sweater.
I see.
Pause the podcast. I'm taking off my sweater.
Nice. I saw Ethan's nipples. Can you hear my smile?
I take off my sweater like a fourth grader. I take off all my clothes to take it off.
Yeah, and he pees with his pants around his ankles every time.
I still haven't figured out to pee otherwise.
Yeah. That's why. How do you hold your penis and your pants at the same time?
That's how Ethan and I met.
Yeah.
Pants around our ankles at a urinal.
At a urinal.
Right next to each other.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
They waddled over to the sink together.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta wash it. I mean, I'm done peeing. There's piss everywhere. Okay. So what is Dorohedoro? It's a story about the wealth gap. So,
is it a fantasy manga?
Appropriate that I'm the one doing it because you guys know how I feel about the wealth gap.
Is it fantasy?
Jeff Bezos,
wealth gap's not a fantasy, Peter. It's real.
It's real.
No,
okay.
But I said, is it a fantasy before Vape Nation?
So I'd say it's more steampunky.
Okay.
So there's magic, but there's also modern technology.
Cool.
So I guess like more cyberpunky, maybe. It's probably cyberpunk.
Is it like? I guess it's like Shadowrun, which is like.
Shadow, which is cyberpunk.
Sci-fi with elves.
Yeah.
I want to play that.
Which one? The tabletop game?
I don't know if it's tabletop, but I like the role-playing.
The three XCOM-like
the tabletop
role-playing
game?
Games?
Yeah, okay. Like Dungeons & Dragons, but with Uber and cell phones.
Exactly.
Nice.
Tabletop. Yeah. Dungeons & Dragons is a tabletop role-playing game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I wasn't sure if you needed like a board to play. If
but what's Doro?
You need a table, ideally.
Okay.
So... There are a number of species the series focuses on, but the primary three are humans, sorcerers, and devils.
Okay.
The humans feature characters such as Kaiman and Professor Kasukabe, and these characters inhabit a place called the Hole, H-O-L-E, like a pit.
It's like a metaphor for being in debt.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, because you're in the hole.
Yeah.
It's not all... So there's a lot of themes in the show. One of the biggest ones is like... class inequality and wealth inequality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there is like that's not what the story is about.
Is this like Bright starring Will Smith?
It's Bright. It is Bright. Actually, Bright was based on this. There's already been an anime and it starred Will Smith.
Sick.
Yeah. Will Smith in the anime Bright based on the manga Dorohedoro.
Good. Yeah.
All right, I'm lost.
Jamie's never seen Bright starring Will Smith.
Yeah.
So Kaiman is the crocodile-headed character I was telling you guys about before the show. He was cursed and his head was turned into a crocodile, and he's the main character of the manga, and the main plot revolves around him trying to find out who cursed him. What sorcerer cursed him?
How does he wait before we get too far, how does this guy talk to people? Because that's
so when he's basically going around interrogating sorcerers trying to figure out who's the one who cursed him, and what he does is he bites them And he's got this big crocodile head, and he bites their, he swallows their whole head, and then inside his crocodile mouth is his human face, and he asks them what their name is, and then if it doesn't satisfy, if it doesn't ring any bells, because he has amnesia, which we don't have, we have a system in place for magic rocks and ancient robots,
yeah.
And I feel like amnesia might be one that we got to talk about adding to that.
Yeah, I mean, amnesia is such a cliche, though. I mean, I think we run the risk of having to do it constantly, where at least, like, magic rocks and
although I think magic rocks and ancient robots, guys, come up a lot more for us than amnesia do.
Yeah,
who the fuck cares about amnesia? This guy is a crocodile that bites someone's fucking head, yeah, and then inside that mouth is another head is where he talks face. They have this close
nice of you to come into my office.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Please,
thanks for stepping in.
Take a seat on the ottoman.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable on my tongue.
Yeah. Okay,
just imagine that conversation. You're like a foot apart, yeah, in this like dark wet place. Yeah.
I don't know nothing about your head getting turned into a crocodile, but I do have a business card from a shady-looking wizard, yeah, yeah, and he just, like, kind of pokes it in the side of his mouth. Just he's like, thanks, and reaches through the other side to grab it from him. Like, all business is conducted within the crocodile.
Yeah,
head,
within
correct?
The crocodile, yeah, yeah.
Hang on, I gotta take this. Closes his mouth, puts, yeah, his cell phone inside of it.
The character name before we get too far was
Kaiman. Like the species of alligator.
Oh,
or, yeah,
oh, okay.
Or, it's not an alligator, it's not a crocodile, but it's basically, the way that alligators and crocodiles are identical to a layman, Cayman is also identical
they're
to a layman.
They're slimmer.
Cayman laymans, though, they could probably tell the difference.
Yeah. A layman Cayman.
Yeah, layman Cayman or Cayman laymans, yeah.
Yeah.
So on Team Sorcerer, we have characters like En, Shin, Noi, and these folks live in a place creatively named the Magic User's World.
Wow.
I assume that's a poor translation from Japanese.
I was going to
like
say
it,
exactly
it
that,
probably
yeah,
sounds better in Japanese.
Is there an Egyptian flavor to this at all? Because I know
no,
there is a crocodile-headed god called Set, I want to say.
No, there is Set is the crocodile-headed god from,
yeah,
Egyptian lore.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the lore boys do Egypt.
Actually,
yes, the
there's
fantasy
an,
kingdom of Egypt.
Yeah. There's an Assassin's Creed about in the Egypt world. That's uh-huh, where I learned about Set, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That game sucks dick. I got it by accident.
Peter has opinions.
Yeah. I like it.
we have different opinions.
Okay. As far as I can tell, there's no Egyptian theming. It's very Japanese, okay, it seems like.
Cool.
So we have humans, sorcerers, and devils. Make sure you two are keeping up. I
in
know the
magic
listeners,
users
the
world.
I kn- the whole magic users world. I know the listeners at home can keep up, but not always you guys.
I don't have a go back 15 seconds button on Ethan.
Yeah, we've been kind of pulling the train off the rails a lot, so it's good to restate.
Hey,
that,
hey, we have fun here. So for the devils, we have one devil we're going to begin focus on and who we're going to mainly focus on.
Okay.
Devils.
The backstory and the lore of Dorohedoro all follows this guy who goes by Chidoruma. Again, full disclosure, I'm probably going to say Chidamura at some point because it was that in my head for so long. Then I started writing and I was like, oh, it's Chidoruma. So Chidoruma is different than all of the devils and created directly or indirectly all of the devils in the manga. It's not known if there are other natural devils. There are other devils, but they are all evolved sorcerers.
Okay.
Okay.
Chidoruma lives in hell, to no one's surprise.
Yep.
So we have three races, three worlds. Humans, whole. Magic users, world.
Demons, heck.
Devils, hell.
Okay. magic users, world. Yeah.
All right. That's probably the easiest one to
yeah,
remember.
That's
even great, easier than devils and hell.
Yeah. I agree.
So for the devils, no, I already said that. Unknowably long ago, there was nothing. From some unknown source, Chidoruma was formed in a dimension all his own. Left to spin and swirl amidst the primordial nothing, Chidoruma had a problem. He was bored.
Oh, I was going to say that, but it sounded dumb.
Yeah, it's he's there. He's like, well, I got life. Cool.
Now what?
Now,
you're floating in primordial ooze.
He said something really weighty at some point, and he was like, really wish there was someone around again.
Yeah.
I should start a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I could conjure three hosts.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocked over a star and, like, caught it behind his back in an unlikely way.
Fucking yeah, sick. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you just... Oh, there's no one here. So with incomprehensible powers, limited omniscience and omnipotence, Chidoruma had nothing but a limitless expanse of blackness to occupy himself. And so he set to work. Chidoruma had a plan, and that plan was to build a home and call it hell. Home is where the hell is. That's what they always say.
Ethan just moved his next cue card to the back.
Hold for applause.
The people outside the window are applauding right now.
I will release this script and prove that that joke off the dome.
I'll release this file unedited. I promise.
Google Docs will show edits. Okay, thank you. It took some time. As Chitaruma delighted in creating all the finer details in hell, spending countless millennia sculpting various rock formations and craters and pits of fire.
This is a very tasteful, like, torture chamber, you know?
So, yeah. I was doing this, I was going through the lore, and I wrote this thing, and we get to the end, and we find out he's a patron of the arts. Like, I guess, which makes sense why he would go to hell. You know, any supporters of that blaspheming arts and not the church is, yeah, probably a sinner. Right. But he's a painter, and he writes music. So, our boy the devil, maybe fun to party with.
I was gonna say, he's probably a cool guy.
Let's you know what, Peter? Let's read on and find out.
Yes, I would like that very much.
Even building sandcastles would prove to lose its luster, and eventually Chitaruma would decide that he needs to do what all lonely people do.
Create other people.
Jerk off.
He needs to get a pet.
Oh.
Or pets.
Humans.
That joke was written in the script, and it's because I'm the only one here without a pet, so I wanted to call you both lonely people.
Okay, I didn't even pick up on it.
I've got two pets, so how lonely am I?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship which is just as much work as having a pet.
I'd argue more.
Well, we'll see.
Gotta put down a fresh newspaper every morning.
Yeah. Well, she does that for me.
Oh, nice. So, I think you're the pet.
And so Chitaruma created the sorcerers.
Hey, called it.
Or magic users, sculpting them out of the mud of hell. He used his wealth of world-building experience to build them their own realm, where they could live, the magic user realm, and thus created a cycle of life and death. So they live in the magic user realm, and he set them up so that anytime they die, their souls come back to hell.
It's just created. Like it's a big mason jar with a stick in it.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I forgot to put holes in top. Hell's going to be so crowded. Yeah. they are mud monsters. They're like just like gloops with arms, and they're like slugs made out of mud with arms and a little face.
That's also from the Bible.
That's
that's a funny picture.
God cast down the devil, and then the devil made mud monsters.
you can picture the little dripping faces, like their eye kind of fold would be up on top, and then their mouth.
Like they're just made of a bunch of plasticine rolls.
Yeah, it's like glob on top of glob melting together kind of thing.
I guess I should clarify. That's how the magic users look when the devil creates them. They will change form over time.
They probably turn into attractive wizard people.
So
you need a foundation of clay to make a statue later, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Leonardo da Vinci, who sculpted David? Was it Da Vinci?
No, I think
Michelangelo.
Angelo.
Who's David?
Michelangelo. When he sculpted David, he started with a mud monster.
Mm. Yeah.
All good sculptures start with mud.
That's
monsters.
Why I make a few mud monsters to make an omelet.
Yeah, that's why I've been eating a lot of fast food and playing World of Warcraft. I'm trying to get into the mud monster mode.
The pre-David phase.
We'll chip out the excess later.
Right? I gotcha. Yeah.
We'll get the pristine marble Jamie later.
Yeah. So again, or rather, for some time, Chitaruma's interest was slated. He had mud people to play with. That sounds fun for an eternity, right? That sounds like something you'll never get bored of. Wrong, Peter and Jamie. Wrong.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Called out.
Yeah.
The magic users got their name from one thing.
Magic.
Using magic?
Their ability to use magic. Did you guys read my notes before this?
Yeah. And I did see that written show.
Now, because the magic users live in the magic user realm, do you think, Chitaruma, which came first? Do you think he just named one thing and then put them there, or made them and then put them somewhere else?
Magic comes from one specific thing.
Hell?
Which he would have created. It does not.
Oh. It's from their prostate.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
All right.
Sorry.
Where's the magic come from?
When the healer... when the healer... Okay. Hold on. This ability, the magic user got the name from one thing, the ability to use magic. This ability comes from something in each sorcerer known as the devil tumor. The devil's tumor, now that you mention it, sounds a lot like a nickname for the prostate. Yeah, oh my god. You said prostate. I was like, no, that's pretty right. And I forgot what it was called. And that's
the devil's tumor. Wow.
The devil tumor, not the devil's tumor. Okay. But the devil's tumor sounds like what a Christian person would call the prostate.
Yeah.
No, a Christian person who has already experimented with prostate play would call it the devil's tumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
they're
guilty of all the pleasure. Yeah.
It's like a button for an orgasm.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
Any guys listening out there who don't know about it, check it out.
You have to use a come hither motion.
Yeah. That's exactly what you do. Or get a friend.
Yeah.
Located in the brain, not bottom, of each sorcerer, it seems to house the soul of the magic user and flavors each's with a unique aspect. So okay. All sorcerers have a unique aspect, and it's kind of formed by their brain chemistry, where this organ resides, the devil tumor.
Okay. Well, like how we're all individuals with slightly different brain chemistry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have magical powers.
When the healer character Kikurage revives someone, she's actually reviving their devil tumor, which then returns the body to life.
Oh, cool.
So if you can restore the devil tumor, you can bring a sorcerer back to life.
It's like the soul.
It houses the soul. So souls are a very defined thing in Dorohedoro.
Oh.
It houses the soul.
Souls are in our prostates.
Exactly. As our Christian buddy who fingers himself would say.
Well, that's why when you go see a priest when you're 50, check to make sure you're still holy.
Yeah, exactly. Or when you're 5.
Zing.
Yeah, take that, Catholic Church.
I play priest in World of Warcraft, and I am personally offended.
Yeah, you know, just like, why is your guild all like level 6 and under? Sorry.
Ethan choked.
I was very mid-sip there.
I should have looked at you. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, that hurt. I got a pain in my throat now. I don't know if I can go on. This means... this means the only way to permanently kill a sorcerer is to utterly destroy the devil tumor.
Okay. Which I'm assuming is possible.
Yeah, just smash it with a hammer. If you can really get into the skull and smash that bad boy up, you can do it. So you can stab a magic... You can stab a magic user, kill them.
Right.
They go to... Their soul goes to hell. Somebody like Kikurage, who's a healer, she's a healer class in the manga, though she's one of like the strongest fighters. She like defies the cleric, the boring cleric stereotype, I guess.
More of a paladin, really.
Shadow priest.
Yeah, I guess a bit more like a paladin. She can restore the devil tumor. She can restore the soul back into the devil tumor, which brings the body back to life. Like regardless of the damage that the body has taken, if she can put magic back into the devil tumor, their magic will heal.
That could be really evil too. Like someone who just wanted to die, and you just keep bringing their like emaciated corpse back to life, and like they're in such pain.
So it's funny you say evil. There's a crime boss in the magic users world named Kai, who is known to steal the devil tumors of sorcerers and implant them in his own head to steal their abilities.
Whoa!
Oh, does that not drive him crazy if he's got a bunch of souls knocking around in there?
I mean, I don't know. I got a lot of souls knocking around my head, you know? Every time I touch my button, it goes off, a whole bunch of alarm bells going off, you know what I mean?
In other, like, fantasy things, I know of, like, characters or, like, powerful mages that have multiple souls within them, and it seemed to go fine for them.
Ermac from Mortal Kombat. It's got souls.
He looks normal.
He's a little wrinkly for a mummy.
So these tumors, the devil tumor, enables the sorcerers to produce what is known as smoke. The essence of magic in the world of Dorohedoro.
Hell yeah.
Magic users are able to pump this magical smoke through their hands and sometimes their mouths. Almost all magic users can produce smoke, some in smaller quantities than others, with the only known exception being a sorcerer named Risu, whose cursed magic only works after death. This leaves him completely smokeless until after he dies.
Okay.
So he gets stabbed, and then the devil tumor kicks on, starts producing smoke, and then the curses that he said before he died will take effect.
Cool, so he has, like, investment magic, basically.
Basically.
Okay.
It seems like not the best system.
No.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's a good, like, gambit, though.
If you had to choose between just being able to cast spells or being able to die and then cast spells...
And then rely on your healer friend to bring you back?
Again, I would take die and then cast spells over not able to cast spells at all.
Yes.
Of course.
But, especially considering it's, like, it's hard to fully kill a sorcerer. Like, it doesn't happen that often, I suppose.
It's strong.
And, like,
your
soul just goes to hell.
No one would see that coming, though, because like you could set off so many traps. Like if you send a guy in and then you kill him and then everything goes off, no one's expecting to go off after the thing.
You're just always carrying a gun to just like blow your own brains out. And now you've walked into my trap, bang. Like, Just like, what happened? Yeah. What did he just do? Did he just kill? Why did he do that? Does anyone know why he did that?
All the other magic users are just, like, using their vape or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit.
What the hell? Is his body smoking right now?
Blowing
cotton. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a power play. You're not wrong, Jamie. That is, like, that is some flexing moves.
That's some cojones right there.
You think I need to be alive to kill you losers? Off some self.
Yeah, just fucking Jeremy, dude.
So, let's talk about that wealth cap. Here we have a devil who has created a species clearly delineated by ability. Some of them are born with the ability to produce more smoke than others.
Some have to die first.
Give them more ability to affect the world around them.
Yeah.
This has led the magic user world to implement the caste system. Or caste system.
Animes love tears.
Yeah. I mean, I've played Final Fantasy VII.
And, well, there's also One Punch Man, which you are like S-tier
3
or some shit. I can't remember exactly. Just based on how much smoke you can produce.
Exactly,
basically.
Yeah. How strong you are as a hero.
They make their teams using an app called Tinder.
Yeah.
Makes the smoking.
Exactly.
Which one of you wizards can rip the fattest cloud? Yeah. Hang on a second, bro. Takes a hit from his vape. Yeah. Shoots himself in the head.
So, your position in society is mainly determined by your magical ability. And I say mainly because I assume there's some middle management people who have just managed to trick and manipulate their way into being treated as more valuable than they actually are.
Okay.
I mentioned a crime boss earlier who's, like...
Stealing powers.
Who's stealing powers, and I have to wonder if he never had a devil tumor to begin with, and he just, like, one time bluffed a sorcerer into killing another sorcerer, took that guy's devil tumor, and then ever since has just been, like... Like, I gotta keep going, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
This is my thing now. Like, he wasn't a sorcerer, and he just, like, I'm just, like, a regular person, but I guess you go kill that person for me? And the guy's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
I'm super strong. I would do too much damage to him. You should do it for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then bring me his tumor.
Yeah.
Would you kill someone to get magical powers if you didn't know them?
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
But I don't even eat chicken that's been killed by someone else, so.
Yeah.
I'm a big softy. I'm a bit of a pacifist.
But I thought this kind of rode the line for you, though, because you're also a softy, but you also are very invested in your own life, lasting forever.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, what are the powers we're talking?
Okay,
here?
You can you live forever.
I'm gonna wait on the guy's deathbed or something. I mean, I'll stalk the guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make sure if he dies, I'm there to scoop that.
Would
tumor.
You?
I'm there to scoop that prostate.
Would you steal immortality through murder?
That's like. I'm gonna say no, but like I don't know if I was actually presented with the possibility what I would do.
Well,
or
here's
say.
The here's the possibility, man.
Kill Jamie right now.
Yeah. Jamie smashes bottle on desk. Like, yeah. So the most powerful magic users become the elites of the magic user world, taking positions as leaders of syndicates or important businesses. On the other hand, the less powerful sorcerers are very poor and are usually forced into joining gangs for their own security.
Okay,
so. There's no formal system of government. It seems to be all like crime syndicates, but if there's no formal system, they're called crime, like crime bosses and stuff too, but it's like there's no formal system of government, so what is crime? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not really cops.
Yeah. In my research, I didn't see like Chitaruma laying down law or anything like that.
Okay.
It seemed like he made mud people and then was like played with mud people for a while. I don't know if he told them like murder is bad or anything like that.
So far you've laid down tier systems and mob bosses, and all I can think of is level 1 crook versus level 99 mob boss.
Oh yeah, yeah. that's how mafia works.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a 6 month old meme for all you listeners a year from now.
Oh yeah. yep.
So once your power level is determined, there are ways to increase your ability via your mask. And by supplementing with black powder, which amplifies one's magic ability.
Stealing devil tumors as well, apparently.
Stealing devil tumors as well, apparently. Yeah. That's one guy known to do that.
Okay.
So I wonder if his, like, smoke gives him the ability to do that. Like, his devil tumor allow him the ability to do that. Otherwise, why aren't more people doing it?
Right.
Again, haven't read the manga.
He can convince old widows to leave their devil tumors to him.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a con man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why I say this is the middle management guy.
Yeah.
So masks are worn by most magic users. Most of them buy them. There are mask salesmen who sell masks of varying ability and strength. Some magic users will buy or craft shoddy masks of no actual magic ability, if only to front more powerful. So there's this whole thing where like...
Oh, so they have like glam masks that don't do shit, except it's like a status item.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of actual magical
power. Yeah, that's it. So it's like... you produce smoke out of your hands and out of your nose or whatever, and the devil tumor's in your head, and you buy these magical masks which increase your ability to produce smoke. And the more smoke you produce, the more powerful spells you can cast, all that stuff.
Now, I do have a question regarding smoke. Is this actual smoke being cast out of people's hands?
Yeah, it flows out of their hands, it flows out of their mouth.
Because I know sometimes animes have normal words for something that is not reflective.
It is smoke. There's one sorcerer, I cannot remember his name, he's one of the more main ones. His ability is to like turn anything into like fungus, like mushrooms.
Cool.
And he just like breathes smoke and like everything, just like it's just like a carpet of fungus, basically.
Okay.
Oh my god. What a horrible roommate to ever have.
Yeah, right? Goddamn mold in the sink again! So
you've been breathing between the walls?
You have these powerful magic users who are more powerful magically and are more powerful in a societal sense, because that's how the society has been built with this case system and everything. And so these guys are able to afford good masks, which do more to amplify their power. The rich get richer.
Oh, okay.
And poor people... who can produce barely any smoke, don't want to seem poor, don't want to seem like they can produce barely any smoke, so they'll buy a mask that doesn't do anything just to look like a fancy person with their fancy mask.
Okay.
It's like putting a shitty spoiler on your Honda Civic or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's like buying a car without, like, that it's outside of your means, so you can't get richer because you're spending all your money on this mask.
Yeah, sure.
It like, a spoiler is like a one-time payment, but yeah.
A car is a several-time payment.
Exactly, and it keeps you poor, is the thing.
No, you're right, although, I don't know if there's any way for these people to actually increase their smoke.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any way for these people to actually get richer in the Sorcerer Society.
I've heard on the radio, if you just save your smoke,
squeeze every smoke penny.
Put it in the smoke bank.
Yep. Make your own coffee, pack your own lunch.
Shake yourself up by your smoke bootstraps.
blow that smoke right up a pig's ass and put it in your smoke piggy bank.
A feral hog.
So, the most powerful and thus richer and more influential magic users, however, are able to get their masks from somewhere greater. The devil Beelzebub, who's a former sorcerer.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Who's one of the greatest artisans in all the realms, will trade a mask for a gift. So powerful sorcerers will have access to powerful gifts that they can bring Beelzebub, and he will create them powerful masks. The most powerful masks.
Cool.
Okay.
Basically.
Seems like a kind of a back and forth for... You gotta get a mask to get a gift to get another mask.
Well, like, he's like...
Sounds like a video game.
Yeah,
exactly. Devils are essentially ascended sorcerers. So he's like... He would have had the ability to create masks for himself at some point and would have created very powerful ones. And that's presumably how he got to devil status in the first place. And now he no longer has needs for them. And he's kind of like Chitaruma, where, like, I'm a devil. I can travel between dimensions. I am bored all the time. I need something to do. So I'm going to get people to bring me cool shit that I can look at. I want people to bring me nice art and stuff like that. The two devils that we're going to talk about, Chitaruma and Beelzebub, that's about as much as we talk about Beelzebub, but they seem to be patrons of the arts.
All right.
At the very least.
Well, yeah, art and hedonism and devilry all kind of have the same thing. They're all kind of in the same wheelhouse there.
They're badass.
Thematically. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So after creating the magic users, Chitaruma had a familiar problem. He was bored.
Of course.
Sure, they were cool at first, but after time, Chitaruma began to realize that since he created the sorcerers, all they could really be were but reflections of himself.
Butt reflections.
That's where the tumor's at.
Hence the tumor.
Yeah.
Shortly after creating his mud men, he did what any god would do and left them completely to their own devices.
Nice.
He left the magic user's realm and hell behind. He ventured into the void to see if he could find anything else. And in doing so, he came across a realm formed on its own. The realm which would someday be known as Hole.
Oh, where the people live.
He traveled to a new dimension and found a world teeming with new life, something called humans, creatures not his creation. He took great interest in humans, as they often seemed, as they offered seemingly endless entertainment at first. So he finds this thing. He's like, these guys do crazy, unpredictable shit all the time. Look at that one. He's dancing. Look at that. That's crazy. Why would he dance?
He's just like a caveman. That's just it. Like stomping around a fire. He's just like, I have literally never seen something so cute in my life.
He looks like an idiot. Does he think that looks like a chicken? Come on. Has he ever seen a chicken before?
Look, that one's touching the other one's devil tumor or whatever.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at this one. Look at this one. He's about to get his test results back. Oh my God. They're so negative. Oh, man.
That's so fucked up.
He is the devil. And we said Chitaruma might be a good guy. Let's
we
find
were wrong.
Out. Let's find out.
Well, the devil, good guy or not good guy?
The devil, not so bad. Find out tonight at 11. Cheetah Roma would kidnap them and force them to sing and dance. And sometimes he would eat them alive.
Bad guy.
Typically, on the D&D alignment chart, he's edging towards the bottom at this point. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Chaotic.
I was thinking about your news report there, where it's just like Anderson Cooper is like, the devil, bad?
Yeah.
Maybe not. And then like immediately after commercial, he's just like, the devil kidnaps people and eats them alive.
Yeah.
Thus concludes the CNN report. Yeah. Yeah. Right,
we haven't heard him out yet. That was only one sentence.
Yeah, let's hear his side of the story.
He only ate one person.
Yeah.
Now we're going to Jamie with the devil's side of things.
Yeah.
Jamie with the investigative report here.
I'd just like to advocate for the devil for a second.
Yeah.
They should have danced better if they didn't want to get eaten.
Yeah, that's it. So he's entertaining himself with humans. He finds them fun after all that time.
Quaint,
with,
really.
After all that time with mud people, yeah. He's like, "This is cool. These guys are kind of fun. They're not mud. You know, that's kind of cool.
That's better.
I didn't make them. That's weird. I never met anything I didn't make before.
Yeah.
There's probably some novelty to it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because if you made something, you'd know the ins and outs of everything about it.
Well, that was the whole thing with mud people. He's like, I know what they're gonna do. I made them all.
Yeah.
He kind of did domino them a little bit, right? He just like set it off. He's like, go.
So they don't breed, as far as I know. He made every single sorcerer. He made himself. He modeled them. He threw them in the kiln. You know,
their devil tubers are only used for magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's like, he knows. He kind of feels like anytime he watches like a scene unfold with him, he knows how it's going to play out.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas with humans, he's like, I don't know what these fucking monkeys are going to do.
Yeah.
Look at them, fucking monkeys.
He's come to another dimension to discover twist endings.
It was not super clear. It does seem like. Stone Age. From what I read, it seems like the first time he visits them, they were roughly Stone Age, like using basic tools, things like that.
Okay.
Maybe had some access to fire sometimes. So he's like, oh, look at this one. Ook Duker, huh?
You know what they say.
If there's one thing we know about Cheetah Roma,
he got bored, dude.
Is that he'll tire of any novelty, even if the novelty is eating humans alive.
He's like a giant cat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or like a toddler.
That's it. He plays with the string for a little bit, and then you buy like the $80 playpen for your cat,
yeah,
and like plays with the box for 20 minutes,
yeah,
and
he
then
goes
just
to another universe, sleeps in the box.
Exactly. Yeah, eats your roommate alive. And,
yeah.
I've had some bad experience with cats. I'm also allergic to them.
Yeah, that's the sniffles, dude.
Yeah,
that's the bad part
the
about the two things
the
you
worst.
Just said.
Well, they're equally bad. And so Cheetah Roma sets off once more. He leaves the humans behind like he once did sorcerers.
Peace, nerds.
He wandered for some time, but to his dismay, found nothing else of interest.
Fair.
An unknown time later, frustrated in finding nothing out there, he decides to return to Hole. It was not how he left it.
No, it's future now, right?
He returned to a mountain of human corpses.
Dang.
What? What happened?
He created the sorcerers in his image.
Oh, they got bored.
Just like him, they seem to figure out how to travel between dimensions.
Oh, shit, dude.
So they travel to the human dimension, and much like he liked to watch them sing and dance and eat them alive, the sorcerers really like to experiment on them as well.
So sorcerers, when I'm picturing them, are not, like, I imagine them as kind of, like, angelic-looking, sexy people, or are they actually just mud monsters?
So, they were mud people at first.
Now they probably aren't.
When Cheetah Roma returns, they look just like humans.
Okay, okay.
They have evolved.
They were mud people up until this point.
Presumably, like the timelines are unknown how long, like, Cheetah Roma was gone, how long until they found this. Like, did they start transforming into something else and then transform into this?
In the time he was searching the universe, they evolved to be what they are now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we have a big blank spot in Cheetah Roma's knowledge of the sorcerers, and when he leaves the mud people, he comes back, they're humans, as far as I know.
Okay.
Because he will.
I turn around for, well, I don't know how long.
There will be
you
like,
guys do this.
There will be another span of time where we're not sure what happens.
Okay.
Remember, this place is not, or don't remember, I guess I wasn't super explicit with it. This is not Hole yet. It hasn't been christened Hole. It's just the human world or whatever. Yeah. The human user's world.
He was too busy eating people to give it a name.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, like, you don't name the buffet you go to.
No, someone else does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was waiting for someone to name it.
What?
The owner.
That's an expression, Jamie.
You guys go to unnamed buffets a lot, or what?
That's an idiom. People say that, I'm pretty sure.
Don't name the buffet you go to.
Yeah. I've heard it.
I'm trying out a new catchphrase, okay?
or maybe you just got it out of a fortune cookie, because it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Last time I ate from a place that was unnamed, it was in Mexico, and I ate spaghetti, and it gave me intestinal parasites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Maybe you should have named it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
well, then you get the chance to name it now.
Yeah.
Chitaruma comes back to a mountain of human corpses. And I mean a mountain. Not like a big pile. A mountain.
Like hundreds of thousands of people.
Think a big old rocky mountain, but not rocky, human-y.
But people.
Yeah. Bony, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it'd be a squishy climb, wouldn't it be?
It seemed the sorcerers were indeed reflections of him. In Chitaruma's absence, they had discovered the key to traveling between realms and had stumbled across the human realm in much the same way that Chitaruma once did. Chitaruma, living up to the title of devil, wasn't upset by the development and left the sorcerers to it. He's like, oh, hey, nice mountain of human corpses you guys got here.
See ya.
Bye. I was just stopping by.
That's different.
Yeah, that's it.
See ya.
I don't remember it being like this.
In much the same way that he had once entertained himself with humanity, magic users now poured forth into the human realm and endlessly tortured, maimed, and experimented on the early humans, nearly to the point of extinction.
Uh-oh.
So, very few humans left. Killed most of them in crazy, mad scientist-like experiments. The human rush, as it were, would eventually die out.
Crocodile heads and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I gather is, like, some sorcerer experimented on this person, Kaiman, and, like, hey, what happens if we put a fucking crocodile on a person?
Yeah.
But his head is still inside the mouth.
Yeah.
As a person.
Well, they weren't interested in doing a good job of it.
Yeah. What if we just put it around? It's probably easier.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to cut off the head. I don't want to get my shoes dirty.
Yeah.
I don't want to get human blood all over my robes.
Yeah.
Crocodile dental health is like cleaning his room. It's like,
Yeah.
He has a bunch of like birds show up and in little like aprons when, to come and clean.
When he was in college, he had like a Grateful Dead poster taped to the roof of the mouth of the alligator. Like,
oh yeah, I just have a finch show up once a week to eat all the fish guts out of the between my teeth.
Yeah.
He's got his socks like drying out like over some teeth.
Yeah.
So the human rush eventually dies out.
They get bored of them too.
Less so than Chitaruma. I guess they're more like individual, where like a lot of them do. They stop going so much. It seemed like when they first struck gold, everybody was like, oh shit, dude, you gotta come to this fucking human dimension. There's these fucking monkeys there. They sing, they dance, they taste delicious. Let's go. And so, like, everybody rolled up to the party. Now it's 4 in the morning, you know? There's that one guy. He's fucking playing guitar. It's an electric guitar. It's not plugged in.
Oh, just the clunky noise.
He's belting out a song, you know? There's two people in the corner making out. You know, there's one guy, like, half asleep, puking on the floor.
Yeah. Half-empty people bodies everywhere.
It's the dregs of the party at this point.
Yeah.
You know, everybody at one point was throwing all their empty humans into one corner, and now it's made this veritable mountain of human empty human cans.
Oh my goodness. Some people are walking around with a staff with their humans duct taped
yeah,
together.
Duct taped together.
Hey, look,
it's so floppy. Like, there's no tensile strength at all. You hear the spines breaking as they wave it around.
You've got Edward people hands.
Yeah. You've got two human taped to each hand. Yeah.
We're not going to cut you free till you finish those people. Showing that we too are classy gentlemen, what with all the shitty drinking things that we all do.
Yeah. Everybody at this party is smoking, though.
That's true. Sick.
The house is never going to smell the same. The human's parents are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
What
do you think it smells like, magic smoke? I'd say like sage or something like that.
I'm going to say acrid because I didn't research it too much, but there was this thing called black powder,
right?
Which one of the crime bosses uses, like he gives it to his less powerful magic users.
Okay.
And it basically enhances their ability to cast magic. And that's I kind of read it like gunpowder.
Yeah, so, I was going to ask, is it gunpowder or is it just...
It's called black powder.
Cocaine, but they switch the color.
It's called temporary black powder. Power boost.
I have no idea. I have not read the manga.
Okay.
I'll say for the fourth time. So, like, I don't know how they use it specifically. I don't know if they, like, burn it in their hands or if they, like, eat it or if they just, like, throw it at the ground and, yeah. it, like,
it's
you
a
know,
snuff
ninja
tin.
Ninja smokes. I don't know if it's a snuff thing that they yeah. got in the little crook of their thumb and index finger.
Or they just have to touch, like, a pouch on their waist and then
yeah, that's
they,
it.
Like, feed
maybe they
or...
just, like, dump a cup of it in their pants and, like, magic happens. In I don't know how it works.
Swirl it around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They got to keep it in their socks and it keeps them better grounded or something. I don't know how it works, but it seems to
like an onion
enhance their power. So like I was thinking like gunpowder, which I guess smells like potassium, kind of like that rotten egg smell.
Yeah, right.
That's what I thought. I like that you say lavender.
I said sage.
Oh, who said lavender?
Nobody.
Well, you did now, Peter. Peter's team lavender.
He didn't say lavender.
No, but he did now. I'm attributing lavender to him. I'm hosting this show, Jamie. It's my turn to host. Okay.
All right,
when
man.
You. When you attributed things to me the last episode, did I say anything?
No, I won't point out the smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Hey.
So the Mountain of Corpses, shot through with the magic user smoked, could not decompose.
Oh, the keep it fresh, too.
The toxins preserved the rotting flesh, which also corroded the ground, while also corroding the ground beneath the mound, turning into a caustic black sludge similar to oil.
God.
Ugh.
Highly poisonous, this sludge would kill anything that came into contact with it.
Even sorcerers.
Sorcerers, presumably devils. Don't touch it. It's
party's over, guys.
Party is over. All the empty beer cans turned into a pool of toxic oil.
I was more thinking that just like I forgot his name. What's the main devil?
Chitaruma.
Chitaruma like comes back. He's just like, well, I've been on vacation for a trillion years. I hope you guys took out the compost before I left.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, who spilled diesel in my mom's house? You guys are assholes. It burned to the ground, creating a giant chasm filled with the inky black darkness. Chitaruma, visiting once more centuries later, was enraptured by the sight. He would paint what would be called the Lake of Refuse, write songs about it, and eventually would name the dimension Hole in honor of the Pool of Death and Hatred.
Oh, he likes
okay.
it a lot.
So it's this pile of human corpses dissolving into the earth beneath it like, I don't know, uranium-235, which would give the realm its name.
Okay. You don't name a buffet, but you do name a toxic pit.
A Lake of Refuse. Yes. A cesspool.
Got it.
So we're on city mains, obviously, but if you ever buy a house, Jamie, when you sign the deed, uh-huh. you have to give the cesspool a name.
Okay.
That's a thing. I might call mine the poopy pit.
can't wait to visit.
It's where my poopies go.
Well, he's not wrong. Yeah. Assuming he's got a washroom like some kind of rich guy.
I'm no plumber, but that sounds right. the lake itself, over the centuries, with the spirits of countless humans stewing in it, would eventually become sentient. It would arise to become a self-conscious being driven only by its unrelenting hatred for all magic users.
Oh my god, So now there's like a... Now, is this thing like a sludge monster, or is it just like a sentient pool that gives orders?
It's like that Dark Souls boss, the Devourer.
It's like Aldritch.
It's so funny you say a Dark Souls boss, because it's not like Aldritch. It's like... When you look at it, it really does look like a Dark Souls boss, but it's like it stands like a human. It stands like super, super tall, and it kind of has this like crown of knives on its head.
Cool.
It just like when I saw it, I thought Dark Souls boss too.
Nice.
But yeah, it basically looks like a human. I didn't get a sense of scale in like the pictures that I saw. It was usually like him without any frame of reference.
They didn't put a banana.
I guess I should say it.
You didn't have a vacation photo of it like holding up the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like, I don't know.
Pizza. Yeah, also a terrible frame of reference, because it's like those pictures are specifically taken to trick the sense of scale.
That's why. It's just like, I don't know.
What?
Also,
I thought my cousin was many stories tall.
Yeah, that's it. What? I thought the tower was tiny this whole time. How do people keep holding it up if it's so big?
I've never been, yeah.
Also, I just want to say, I don't know why I gendered the pit known as the Lake of Refuse, like the Lake of Toxicity, as masculine, but I did. I guess.
Oh, is it just like a inky black Ken doll down there?
I mean, I assume so.
All right.
Why would it grow a penis? Presumably it's...
That's true.
It's men and women souls in there, so it's probably like non-binary or genderless. I called it a he, and I don't know why I did that.
What's it look like? Triangle shoulders or a big waist?
Yeah, that's it. It is wearing shoulder pads, but the buttons on the left.
Oh! Interesting.
Left or right? I don't remember which side my buttons are on. My buttons are on the right. The buttons are on the right.
The buttons are on the right.
Okay, let's take that again.
So it is a dude.
Yeah.
Wait,
No, but it has shoulder pads.
Do girls' pants buttons, are they on the other side?
No, the shirt buttons are flipped because men dress themselves and women...
Women do their own...
Are
do
dressed
their own
by like a servant, and most people are right-handed.
But okay, women's pants are on the right, the button.
What side are we on?
Right. I don't have a button on my pants right now.
My button's on the right.
Every listener at home, please, no matter where you are, if you're on the bus wearing your snowsuit, just like lift up that shirt, take a look at that button, tweet at us, let us know where it is.
Left or right. That's
left or right.
No context otherwise. We know. We know it's about your jeans.
So the Lake of Refuse would become the entity known as Hole.
Okay.
There's also the main city in the manga called Hole.
Named after this thing.
So the world is Hole, the city's Hole, and this thing is Hole.
Okay.
This is the actual Hole that the world was named after.
Right.
I don't know whether the city was named after the entity or was named after the world.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
But if it was named after the world, it was indirectly named after the entity as well.
Like Montreal and Mount Royal.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah, it's
came first?
It's like a last name. It's like a grandfather, father, son.
Dr. Hole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't operate on this hole. It's my son.
Where are you from? I'm from Hole, Hole, Hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right across the street from Hole, Hole.
Yeah. State your name, city, and dimension. Hole. So further confuses the naming scheme of the manga. Hole, the entity, would cause supernatural events to occur across the dimension, such as the Living Dead Day, when corpses of humans killed by magic users return in the form of zombies.
Halloween, basically.
Yeah, I guess it's like the episodic, like every anime has a beach episode is like a meme.
Yeah,
is that true?
So
it's a joke. Yeah.
It is kind of a thing because so animes are most often based on mangas,
right?
And usually how it goes is they'll release a volume of manga a year or two volumes of manga a year, usually not more than that. But it's like Naruto has 700 episodes in the first arc. You know what I mean?
So we got to get that shirt off.
So yeah. So what usually ends up happening is three volumes or so or whatever, however many volumes of manga will come out, and they'll be like, this is a really popular manga. Let's make an anime about it.
Yeah.
And they'll make the anime, and they'll end up catching up with the manga in a year and a half. And the manga is still going at the same pace, but they got to keep pumping out episodes. Right. So early on, they realize we need filler episodes.
So
beach episodes is a common filler episode in a lot of animes that usually doesn't appear in mangas. So Naruto, if you ever watch it, it is like the first arc is like seriously like 750 episodes long.
Fuck that.
But there's a guide online where it's like you need to watch whatever 136 episodes to get the main story arc.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's probably less than that. There's probably 130.
I was going to say there's 570 beach episodes in the fucking series.
What I think it is, what I'm thinking of is
let's
it's
go
like
to the enemy's lair and then back to the beach.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Hold on. I don't want to kill him just yet because I don't know what the book will do. Yeah. Let's go think this out at the beach.
I want some good tan lines when I beat that guy's ass.
Exactly.
Another two unrevealed twist villain.
Oh, no.
23.5 minutes of just water lapping onto the shore.
Yeah. Oh no, his powers include causing sunburns. We have to go develop a base tan.
I don't want a mole in the next arc.
Yeah.
What I was thinking of, I think it's 136 episodes. There's like 136 episode, or maybe just a 36 episode span in Naruto that is all filler episodes. There was a huge span in the anime
where
like production on the manga kind of stopped for a while. And so like the anime just had to fill forever.
Oh.
And just like pump out all these filler episodes.
That's like a weekly show, which I don't know if it was.
Yeah, it was. So it runs like
two
seasons.
And a half years.
Yeah, no. It runs like a season, so it's not like every. They don't release 52 episodes a year.
A year, yeah.
But yeah, it's like more than that.
Brutal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's unappealing. But
I know I've heard of another anime called One Piece, which I've never watched, which is also apparently like 1,600 episodes.
It's the longest running anime. I don't know if it's the longest running manga or if it's the longest running anime or if it's both.
I asked someone at work because they're really into it. They loved One Piece and they said, where should I jump in? And this is the first episode. That can't be the place to jump in if there's 1,000 episodes, though.
I mean, the first episode's got to be important, though.
Yeah. That's
and funny. There's going to be episodes. Like, almost any anime, you look up a guide. So, like, my girlfriend and I think they're making a Sailor Moon movie, I think.
Sure.
And she watched Sailor Moon as a kid, and she's really interested in rewatching it. And she was like, oh, we should do that. I was like, we'll look up a guide, and we'll do that. Because, like,
skip over the beach episode.
Exactly. Skip over. And, like, the beach episodes is, like, any episodes that's just a filler episode. It doesn't actually contribute to the main plot. Because, like, I'm a busy human adult that's got things, and I can't watch an entire anime. Right. I can't watch an entire show, let alone. I don't know how many episodes Sailor Moon is. I don't think it's nearly as long as.
Well, anyways, I've learned a lot about anime in general, but we can keep talking about the anime we're focusing on, right?
My last line. Hole, the entity, also creates something called Hole's Ring. Which renders magic users unable to use magic and can even weaken them to the point of death.
Oh, it has a silencing spell.
So, the magic user's realm does not rain. It never rains in the magic user's realm. It's not a thing.
Rain is in weather.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it like black rain that rains human goo?
I don't know if it like rains like parts of the smoke. I don't know what the rain actually looks like, but it's like holes rain. Anytime it rains in hole, magic users can't cast spells. They're not used to rain, and this rain is specifically caused by Hole, the entity.
Cool.
Magic users, sorcerers do not know what an umbrella is, literally, because like it doesn't rain where they come from.
Right.
So they've never, their species has never had to take measures against it.
Not even a beach umbrella?
Not even a parasol, but it's no good for the rain.
Yeah. That's
the rain goes right through it. The sun's, it keeps off the sun's rays. Yeah.
Transform a guy's face into having a crocodile around it, but they can't think of putting a piece of tarp on
it. Yeah, right? Yeah. yeah, so that's, I mean, that's more or less where I wanted to stop. I thought it was a super cool world. There's a ton of cool world building in there.
Where do the people live now? Does Hole just live somewhere on the planet?
Yeah.
It's the.
I mean, Hole kind of lives. He's kind of like.
Is he an idea?
He's a coalescence of souls.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how manifest or how tangible he actually is.
Okay, cool.
Again, I haven't read the manga. Like, no spoilers.
I just
don't know.
Crash Course. It sounds fucking wild.
I don't know if, you know, in 2009, that volume, they, like, he went and had a conversation with some people. I don't know if people go visit Hole in his shack at the edge of the world.
Okay. There's that whole monologue from that black lake at the beginning.
Yeah. Again, I also don't know if he rises out of the Lake of Refuse and the Lake of Refuse remains, or if he takes it with him.
Right.
Like the whole thing, like the T-1000 and Terminator,
the whole thing. Exactly.
That's cool.
Maybe he lives there. Maybe, like, when he's not out killing magic users, he goes back to the Lake of Refuse.
He's got a beach cabin.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting, though. It's a world of magic users and people and devils. Smoke, magic. Fucking cool.
I was thinking, like, he's got, like, a lake cabin on the Lake of Refuge. It's just like, hey, buddy, you Hole?
Yeah.
He's grown, like, a huge beard. He's just like, who's asking? Who's chopping asking? Wood? He's well, actually, it's a rhetorical question. I can see that you're just, like, an endless bubbling silhouette of boiling pitch.
Actually, the tides kind of come in, and you're kind of standing in the Lake of Refuge that kills anybody else that touches it, so I'm going to assume that you're him.
Yeah.
I told you I'd never work for the CIA again. We need you now more than ever, Hole. Come on back. One last job.
But super cool. Thank you, Saucy Chimera, for the recommendation.
It sounds fucking
anybody
wild.
Else who wants to hear anything, please reach out to us. Logs on Twitter.
I really want to do Gex.
Recently reached out to us about Gex. You got Jamie very excited about it. So stay tuned for that. Anybody else who wants to hear something, reach out to us. Anybody who is a subscriber to our Patreon, we're going to be hitting you up with some polls in the coming future.
Yeah.
Different things that you want to see. I'm looking into Armored Core for Dak and Back. Which is another From Software title, which I didn't know. It's From Software, but mechs, which is cool.
The Moonlight Greatsword's in it.
Yeah.
In at least one of them.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And we'll get spooky next week, too.
Next week is going to be the Spooktober episode, so stay tuned. It's a theme.
This is kind of episode. A disturbing theme.
It's
kind of Halloween-y.
I mean, it had the Living Dead Day, which is
good enough.
Spooky.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did our requisite content creator Halloween work.
And it had pagan devils, so...
Even better.
Yeah. I'm Ethan Palmer. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. If you want to reach out to us with recommendations like this, Saucy Chimera did it via Twitter at Loreboys.
Yep.
You can find us at loreboys.com. Please, please, please go to iTunes, leave us a review. That'd be great. I keep meaning to check. I meant to check today. I just realized I forgot. So while the other guys go around, I'll just double check.
Okay. My name's Peter O'Donohue, and I'm at Peter O'Donohue on Twitter, and I do the artwork on the Loreboys podcast on Instagram. And then if you want to check out our YouTube channel, I uploaded 70 episodes all very quickly and then completely forgot for a month to do it again. But I uploaded an episode I guess 4 days ago from the point where you're listening. And if you want YouTube as your chosen podcast intake method, if that's how you huff your podcasts, that's where it is.
Yep. For myself, come and hang out on Discord. We should put that Discord link somewhere. I think it's on our webpage, right? The Discord link
is probably somewhere on our webpage. Probably in the About Us section. I can actually check that because I don't know how to navigate the iTunes store. I promise.
Next
on time. on my Android Chromebook, I don't know how to navigate the iTunes store. So
screen just turns black.
Next week, I promise. If you leave us a review this week, right now, if you go right now, I promise I will read it on air next week.
Don't stop. Don't think about it. Open up iTunes.
Put your snow pants back on.
Yep.
Check in your buttons. Leave us an iTunes.
Fucking crack open that iPod mini and do it. Okay.
It's not on our page, but I'll edit that right now. So it is on our page when you're listening to this.
All right. So come hang out on the Discord. I'm on there pretty much every day. And I'll chat with you guys. Like let's have a little chat. My name's James. And find us on the Facebook as well.
The Lore Boys
and
on Facebook.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to support us, a huge thank you to Dak and Back, our latest patron, on patreon.com/theloreboys.
Yeah. He gets to choose an episode, doesn't he?
He's one
of
the ones
we were talking about.
One of the people
who's
going to get to vote in the polls. Yeah. So he's our latest patron, and we really appreciate it, man. Means a ton. Thanks so much also for reaching out to us on our Discord. It's super it's super cool to get to talk to you guys. Anybody who wants to support us and doesn't trust the folks at Patreon, we have always had Loreboys Prime. Before it was cool to have people pay you for a podcast, we were doing it first. Okay?
It's still uncool for the record, but it's cooler.
It's still uncool, but it's cool when we do it. Okay. Yeah. So speaking of cool, we are throwing a fucking party. We got cans of humans lined up. If you want to help dig a pit in my mom's backyard that can turn into a lake of oil...
Oh, man.
You subscribe to Loreboys Premium for $3 every 3 months.
We have little short people for shots.
And you are invited. Yeah, short children. People for shots. Yeah, children
guys,
for
I
shots.
I want to do a compilation of our Loreboys Premium and ask you guys which episodes it's for. I bet you...
Episode 200, baby.
It would be very funny, yeah.
And I guess that's an episode 200 to look forward to.
Yep.
Ow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.